Yeah, Nath, I was on Facebook yesterday, and I just kept seeing this video of a slippery little snake.
Oh.
I'm a slippery little snake.
A little snake, yes. A New South Wales couple got the fright of their life when they realised a giant snake had hitched a ride on their car and popped his head up next to the window. He's banging.
This is nuts.
So they're driving, this snake's trying to get in the car. And to tell us a little bit more about it, please welcome from the mid-north coast of New South Wales, Rachel Pace.
Welcome, Rach.
Hello.
Now, Rachel, I understand you're in a bit of a dodgy reception area. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm out. It's a bit better now, so I think it should be fine.
I wouldn't say bit when we're talking about snakes, mate, either. Just
So, Rach, can you for those listening to the show who haven't seen the video, can you explain what happened when you're in the car with your partner?
Yeah, so we're driving through Sandgate, and Carl actually did have his window down at the time. We missed that part.
The window was down.
Yeah, it was. And we're driving, and some young guys drove past and, you know, stuck their head out and were filming us. And we're like, bro, are you going to pass it on the back of your car? Like, that's sick. And we're like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
good joke, guys. Yeah.
Nice joke. Kept going, and a few other people drove past filming us, and Kyle literally felt it on his elbow and turned around, and the lay snake was there.
Hang on, he felt, so this is your partner was driving the car. He felt the snake on his elbow, like what, like a little,
yeah.
Hey, Kyle, how are you, mate? Like one of those.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So then
he quickly put his window up and was like, holy shit, the snake actually is in our car.
I know this probably doesn't make you or Kyle feel any better, but it was a diamond python. They're not venomous, though, are they?
No, they're like little harmless snakes, yeah. But still, Rachel,
they still have teeth, yes?
Yeah, they still have teeth. They'll still bite you.
Yeah, I'm not venomous, but if I bite you, it's still going to hurt,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean? I don't think Nate's hanging on the side of your car, Rachel.
Producer Grace is out there going, yeah, it does hurt when he bites. Right, okay, so explain to us what you did when you obviously realised that the diamond python, so it was kind of, I mean, if you haven't seen the video, go and check it out, it's nuts. Yeah. So the python is essentially kind of, it's staying connected to the car through the back.
Just like, yeah, it's having the time of its life, like sliding around the car and came around my side, went around the back, came back around Kyle's side. And then we were on like the bypass, we couldn't really stop anywhere to let it off. So we got to Blacksmiths, that's where we were going for the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, like these really nice guys who lived across the road came out. They helped us, they got the snake off for us. And they let it go in the creek, like across the road. It went out to the bush then.
Maybe, do you ever think maybe the snake was just like, you know, backpacking, just need a lift?
Well, it would have probably came from the shed at home in Stroud, so it travelled a good hour.
Rachel, would you say it was hiss hiking?
I guess you could say that.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.